Hi there, listener. It's Matthew. You've come looking for an episode of the Children's Book Podcast, and you've found it. Hooray! But you're probably wondering why the name of the podcast has changed. After 8 years of doing the Children's Book Podcast, I began a new career as head of podcasts at A Kids Company About, where I now oversee a podcast network dedicated to producing original content that talks up to kids, centers the things going on in their world, and engages and challenges how they see the world and themselves. All of the episodes of the Children's Book Podcast are still here, but now, if you're subscribed, you'll get new episodes of Worth Noting, a kids podcast about current events, hosted by me. Something for you and the young people in your life to enjoy together. Enjoy this episode, and I hope you'll check out Worth Noting and other podcasts from A Kids Company About. Five books reviewed in 5 minutes. It's the best book ever this week. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the best book ever this week. I'm Matthew Winner, elementary school librarian, author of the Busy Librarian blog, and host of the Let's Get Busy podcast, here with five books reviewed in 5 minutes. No script, no rehearsal, no lip service. Publishers send me books to review, and I share my thoughts with you. First up, Farewell Floppy by Benjamin Choud, published by Chronicle Books. In this story, a boy has his floppy-eared rabbit, and he tries to lose the rabbit. The entire story is about trying to lose a pet that you're just kind of over. The pet doesn't do anything. I can't teach it tricks. It doesn't give me affection. It's just kind of a lumpy animal. And so the boy, throughout most of the course of the story, travels deeper and deeper into the woods trying to lose his animal. And runs into a girl on the way that has a dog and is wondering how many other animals have been taken out to the middle of the woods to be lost here. It's a sweet story, and I like that the boy narrates the whole story and flips the story on its head by essentially trying to lose a pet. We don't often get that approach, but it's definitely cute. The next book is by Dalov Ipkar, and it's a reissue by Flying Eye Books. It's called Black and White. Again, written and illustrated by Dalov Ipkar. Some of you might have read these books growing up. This one is about two dogs who have dreams of different animals and different things in black and white. The illustrations are beautiful. They look classic, and Flying Eye has done a wonderful job bringing them back up. The illustrations are timeless in that way that they can appeal through the generations. I feel like I'm seeing something new here now that could have been created 50 or 60 years ago, or could have been published right now by some of our contemporary artists. The rhyming text is beautiful, and it's just a subtle story that plays on different animals and different colors and shadow and light, and it's really kind of an understated, beautiful book, one that I think is an easy one to enjoy reading over and over and over. Nothing huge or groundbreaking happens in it, but it's the subtlety that causes you to come back over and over. The third book is called By Mouse and Frog, and it's written by Deborah Friedman and published by Viking. And in this story, you kind of have a sibling story, if you will, of Mouse, who is this talented artist who wants to tell a story and make the illustrations really beautiful and edited down, and Frog jumps in and just wants to be a part of it. And Frog is a little frantic, and definitely the art style is definitely younger and not as mature, but they have to sort of find a way to coexist. Again, much like siblings, they have to, Mouse has to kind of find a way to tolerate Frog, but Frog also needs to understand Mouse's boundaries. And it's got a wonderful twist. You know, Deborah Friedman is great for breaking the fourth wall in her books and for just taking the story in a direction you might not anticipate, and she certainly delivers on By Mouse and Frog. All right, book number four is A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to School by David Colley and Benjamin Choud, and this is by Chronicle Books. This is a sequel, actually, a follow-up to I Didn't Do My Homework Because. And certainly in this story, we have a boy who was trying to get to school but was late, and his teacher's kind of grilling him about, why are you late? And he comes up with the most bizarre excuses, like there was at the bus stop he was attacked by ninjas, and there was this underground mole people that pulled him beneath the sidewalk. block, and then he became gigantic, and then he came to regular size but fell on a strange blob. It's kind of one thing after another, but it's just wonderful, and it sounds like a kid's imagination running wild, and I think that it's that quality that draws me to it as much, because we adults don't always think that way, but for kids, it's completely plausible, or at least enjoyable, that things go so randomly and so crazy. And speaking of random and crazy, the best book ever this week for me is one that I can't stop thinking about. It's called Mr. Pants, Slacks, Camera, Action. This is book two of the Mr. Pants series. It's written by Scott McCormick. Pictures are by R.H. Lazelle, and it comes out from Dial. And I'm going to tell you up front that this might not be a book that you as an adult like, because it is written so clearly for children. The illustrations look, I don't even know how else to say this respectfully, but they look sort of amateurish. They look whittled down enough that a kid could copy this book and make a semblance of a sequel to Mr. Pants that would fit in the same universe. And yet, there's a lot of sophistication to the story, and it is certainly about three cats trying to coexist in a house with a mom who is very aware that these cats talk and who talks back to them. But Mr. Pants, our protagonist, is trying to shoot a movie and kind of forcing his family around to do different things. It's ridiculous. He enters a film show. You will laugh out loud. Your kids are going to want to read this over and over and over. And that is why I'm calling Mr. Pants, Slacks, Camera, Action the best book ever this week. Way to go. Well, that was five books reviewed in 5 minutes. I hope you enjoyed this special segment of the Let's Get Busy podcast, and I look forward to bringing you five more books reviewed in the future. And as always, you can find the book reviewed from this episode in the show notes, along with the names of the authors and illustrators and publishers. Check them out at your local library or independent bookstore. And I do hope you all have a great week. We know you value what you put in front of your kids, especially when it comes to screens and podcasts. That's why we're excited to share a new podcast from our friends at Sleepiest, creating bedtime stories to help your kids fall asleep fast.
Hello, Abby here. If you've got children and find bedtime's a struggle, I'd like to tell you about Coco Sleep, a children's story podcast designed to make bedtime a dream. Coco Sleep turns a chaotic bedtime into cozy bonding time. The stories are delivered in a pace that gently slows. Rumour has it that no one's ever heard an ending. So search Coco Sleep on your favourite podcast app and let's make bedtime a dream. That's K-O-K-O Sleep, and I'll see you there.